Book 2, Canto 8, The World of Falsehood, page 223 until 225. Arresting the passion of the climbing soul, she forced on life a slow and faltering pace. Her hands deflecting and retarding weight is laid on the mystic evolution's curve. The tortuous line of her deceiving mind the gods see not, and man is impotent. Oppressing the god spark within the soul, she forces back to the beast the human fall. Yet in her formidable instinctive mind she feels the one grow in the heart of time, and sees the immortal shine through the human mold. Alarmed for her rule, and full of fear and rage, she prowls around each light that gleams through the dark, casting its ray from the spirit's lonely tent, hoping to enter with fierce, stealthy tread, and in the cradle slay the divine child. Incalculable are her strength and ruse. Her touch is a fascination and a death. She kills her victim with his own delight. Even good she makes a hook to drag to hell. For her the world runs to its agony. Often the pilgrim on the Eternal's road, illit from clouds by the pale moon of mind, or in devious byways wandering alone, or lost in deserts where no path is seen, falls overpowered by her lion leap, a conquered captive under her dreadful paws. Intoxicated by a burning breath, and amorous grown of a destroying mouth, once a companion of the sacred fire, the mortal perishes to God and light. An adversary governs heart and brain, a nature hostile to the mother force. The self of life yields up its instruments to titan and demoniac agencies that aggrandize earth nature and disframe. A cowled fifth columnist is now thought's guide. His subtle defeatist murmur slays the faith, and, lodged in the breast or whispering from outside, a lying inspiration fell and dark, a new order substitutes for the divine. A silence falls upon the spirit's heights. From the veiled sanctuary the god retires. Empty and cold is the chamber of the bride. The golden nimbus now is seen no more. No longer burns the white spiritual ray, and hushed forever is the secret voice. Then, by the angel of the vigil tower, a name is struck from the recording book. A flame that sang in heaven sinks quenched and mute. In ruin ends the epic of a soul. This is the tragedy of the inner death, when forfeited is the divine element, and only a mind and body live to die.